Ben isn't able to be here. Some things came up, so we have at least me here tonight, which is always interesting because by the time I found out, I was on my way to court, and then from court, it's like, we're just going to talk tonight. We're going to talk. And a lot of what we're going to talk about has come up in some of our board meetings as to what we want to see on these Monday evenings. But it's also in our lives as well, because as a community, even as families, we talk about prayer. And it's one of those words we pass over a little bit. You know, we pass over it. Somebody tells me all the stuff that's going on in their life. You know, you're on a phone, you're texting, you're in person, and you just say, I'm going to pray for you, and then you just go on your way. And I don't know about you, but 5 minutes later, I kind of forgot what was going on, you know? But when we talk about prayer, we really got to go way back to the beginning of what we call creation with Adam and Eve. When Adam and Eve were created, they walked with God. They talked with God. There was nothing in the way. There was nothing in the way because they were together. That was that communion, that fellowship that was there. The Bible says that they walked with God. Things were good. And then as we read a little bit more in that book of Genesis, something happened. We call that sin. Sin came into this world through Satan tempting Adam and Eve. And as a result of that, they were asked, well, not really asked, they were forced to leave the garden. You know, as you think about those events, the reality was that they knew who they were at that point. They knew the nakedness of what they were, and they hid from God. Not that any of us can hide from God, because we know from what we read, what we understand, and even what we feel in our gut, is God is all around us. Wherever we turn, we know that He is there. And yet Adam and Eve hid within the bushes. But God kicks them out, and that separates them from God. And so as we go through time, we as a people, we as a group are always trying to find ways to talk to God. In the Psalms, it says, hear my prayer, O Lord, and listen to my cry for help. But then if we go to Luke, there's words that says, Lord, teach us to pray. Prayer is a hard thing because we already understand that things get in the way. When things get in the way of who we are, we struggle to see the bigger things. Think about your own family or your own situation. What happens when we know that we screwed up? What happens when we know that something has got in the way of those that we care for? We start to build a wall, don't we? And it's hard to communicate through that wall until something comes along and breaks it down, right? And so we find ourselves in that situation many times in our life. And as we think about that, we understand that these events that go on end up isolating us. Isolating us from those we love, but also isolating us from God. Because prayer is simply talking to God. It's nothing difficult. It's nothing intellectual. It's simply talking to God. And Scripture tells us to pray continually. We're going to take a look at what that means as well, because I know in our own lives, it's simple as a family to do what we may call routine prayers. You know, I think back to my own life and raising my children. It was so routine at the end of the night to get them together and do a bedtime prayer. That's routine. Or to sit at your meal and to say, you know, God bless this food. Those are routines, but that is not what it is to pray continually. But to understand this concept of prayer and some things that get in the way, because we've heard many times here on Monday nights that God calls us to go into that inner room and pray. We've heard that message, and Scripture does say that. But I know in reality, for many of us, the tightness of that room is not a comfortable situation. When you think about four walls and a door in front of you, it's not a comfortable situation. And in reality, what God is talking about, which is really hard for all of us, it's to get into a place where you are not distracted. Get into a place when there is nothing getting into your way or coming into your mind so that you're praying, then all of a sudden you're thinking about something else. You know, you're sitting in your living room trying to pray and you got the TV going on over here and all of a sudden you just kind of get distracted by whatever is going on. God wants us to find that inner room where we have peace, where we are not distracted, where our mind can focus on Him. But let me come back to that sin part a moment. When we talk about sin, it's an easy thing for us to gloss over a lot of times as well. Because many of us are going to say, you know, I'm doing great. There's nothing going on in my life. I'm not doing anything wrong or anything bad. But yet, they are. You know, many people will say that they are justifying their actions. Many of us will say, well, it's not as bad as my neighbor. That's our first response, isn't it? I'm not as bad as the people around me. Or I'm not doing the things that they do. But the reality is you need to look at yourself and what you're doing. And so when we think about talking to God, we got to first figure out how do we tear down that wall? How do we tear down those barriers that stand in the way? Well, in order to start with that, we have to know that God exists. Because we're not God. But I know I've talked to people who really think they are because it's all about me, myself, and I. Everything that I do in this world is because I want to do it. Everything that goes on in my life is because of what I want to happen. The freedom I have is because I can grasp it and make it happen. But we need to understand that there are things bigger than we are. And many of us find that out when we no longer have that freedom. When we're all of a sudden locked up and confined to somewhere we don't want to be, with time to meditate on the things that we have done. It's an interesting thought. But the things that we do, because Scripture says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You know, God created us to be in communion or in fellowship with Him. We screwed it up. And that screw up affects us each and every day. But the Bible tells us that God is all about love. God will take us for who we are, but we have to come to Him in faith and say, heal me. We have to come to Him, and we'll get into this prayer part in a minute, but come to Him in prayer and say, just take my life and let it be, as the Scripture says, consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my life. And that's hard for us because we don't want to turn ourselves over to something that we think is bigger than ourselves. But when we talk about prayer, when we talk about this relationship with God, our society has kind of painted some concepts that really confuse us. They've painted some things that really confuse us because many people will get us convinced that prayer is magic. We pray, it happens. We pray for a new car and all of a sudden one's delivered on our doorstep. You know, it isn't that way. There's others out there who say, you know, you just got to keep demanding from God and eventually He'll get tired of listening to you and give it to you. Well, you know, that don't work in my house. Demand things from my kids and they just keep, you know, that's our relationships, right? Demanding just separates, right? Another thing that people will try to say is, see how I want to say this. You know, we all have problems, right? We all struggle from day to day. Some people will say that it's all about suffering. You know, I can talk to people and all, and it's been one of those things, this ugly C word that people talk about, cancer. You know, there have been people who are out there battling cancer. There's been people out there who are struggling. And, I mean, I'm not just picking on cancer, but our life in general, there are things that come into play that beat us down. And then you come up to these people and say, you ain't praying hard enough because of what's going on in your life. You pray harder, it's all going to go away. Right? Do you hear that? I do. But you know something? That's not what prayer is. And another thing that prayer isn't, and we have an example in Scripture, is prayer is not something to show off. There are people out there today where it's all about them. It's all about them, and they want to be seen for what they do. Now that just lays out simply some concepts of what our world teaches us that's wrong. Problem is we listen to it. Problem is we're affected by it. But prayer is simply a relationship. Now when we have a relationship, do we have to put effort into it? We do. When we have a relationship and want that relationship to continue, we need to put effort into that. Effort into ourselves. Because it's not all about the other person, is it? How many of us, you know, we go through life and things go wrong. We got to take some of that responsibility, don't we? We got to take some of that responsibility. And so prayer is a relationship. But I've mentioned already that as we have this relationship, prayer is communicating with God. So we need to get some of this stuff out of the way. Some people will say, take your baggage and put it where it belongs, so that you can talk to God for who you are. You know, God wants to hear what's going on in your life. God wants to take control of your life. And He wants to help you. But we struggle to make those things happen. But again, it's a relationship. It's a relationship that we have. Now, one thing that we see is prayer brings us into contact with God and all that He is. You know, we turn our life over. We pray from our heart. God will make things happen because He does love us. He does hear us. And that's one thing that gets in the way too. I talk to people who say, I can only pray to God when I go into a church. I can only pray to God who is bigger than me when I am there. But that's not the way it is. We find Jesus everywhere, right? I had some church obligations, so I wasn't able to go Saturday, but any of you feel Jesus there? That we're there? Right. So He is there because why? He created that. And it's in those situations where you can humble yourself, open yourself up, and pray to God. Prayer is important in who we are and where we want to be. And part of that prayer is just telling Him thank you for what He gives you. Thank you for that breath of fresh air. Thank you for the things that are going on. Thank you for where we're at in our life. I mentioned a little bit about suffering. Do you know what God uses our life for? Our life, I'm going back to this relationship thing, but the things that may go on in your life today is preparing you for what God wants you to do tomorrow, right? That's what it's about. It isn't about giving up because God has closed His eyes to you, because He never does. It's about molding us into something He wants us to be. Because the one thing that gets in the way of the world and the people around us, and I always try to pick on two words a little bit, sympathy technically is defined as feeling sorry for someone. That means something gets in the way sometimes, right? You're going to a funeral, you're going through, you know, and you just say, you know, you have my sympathies. The other word out there is empathy, which is to feel sorry with. We can be empathetic if we've been there. If I've lived a life and have never lost a loved one, how am I going to understand what you're feeling? If I go to a funeral for someone and I've never lost a young child, how am I going to understand what you're feeling when your child is lying in that casket? I'm not. Love of Jesus can help me love you through that, encourage you in the things that are going on, but unless I've been there, you're going to feel that. And so God uses us and our lives and the things that are going on to prepare us for what He wants us to do. And so we need to make sure these things that get in the way are being dealt with. Prayer can also encompass worship. Prayer is a way that we communicate with God and He communicates with us. His Word was made for that. Worship was made to that. The songs that are sung or the songs that we sing in our hearts are just that. Communication with God, and He speaks to our hearts as well. And so as I'm pulling these things together, one thing that I mentioned is we're trying to understand what prayer is in our life. And it's very important as we understand those things that are going on that we do take time in these relationships to pray for people. To pray for people, because that is an encouragement and it is a way for us to pray continually. But some things get in our way. The Bible says to pray for those who persecute you. How hard is it to love your enemy? That's difficult. That's hard. We don't even want to do it. We want them to go as far away from us as they can, right? And in some situations, we want them to be dead, right? Well, I do. But we do. But the Bible says to pray for those who persecute you. Pray for your enemies. You know, that's so hard. That's so hard. It really is. I know here at your church a while back, you did the war room, right? We just watched that at our church a couple weeks ago. It's a movie about prayer. One scene that really kind of encompassed me a little bit. Well, actually two. But one is, we need to be vocal in talking to God. You know, some of us will just sit in that corner and we'll just let things roll in our head. But you know, put things out there really means something. And a scene in the movie was all about the battle that is going on in this world. Because the battle isn't against our brothers. The battle is against Satan, who is there trying to beat down everything we're trying to do. And in this part of the movie, it was really just calling upon that name of Jesus to make a difference. You know, we call upon Jesus to make a difference in the existence that we have. Now, the one thing that she said and reminded me of, Jesus defeated Satan in the desert after he was baptized. I think Satan forgets that time to time and comes and battles us as well, don't he? He does everything he can to take away what is good. And another thing that that movie really showed me is no matter what is going on, we need to pray for those we care for. Regardless of what they're doing. Regardless of what they're trying to do to us. Regardless of the destruction that is there, is to pray for those we care for. In essence, we should care for everybody, so we pray for our enemies, but we struggle a little bit, but they are still God's children. He wants them to turn around and change who they are. He wants them to be something different. And so as we are kind of wrapping some of these things together, it tells us to really just calm down and be in communication with God. Be in communication. It tells us in Philippians to do not be anxious about everything, anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Lay them out. Lay them out. So now going back to what I said at the beginning of our time today, we need to be vocal. It's so often when you go to somebody who is hurting, you grab them by the hand and you pray with them for what's going on in their life. They hear that. They feel the presence of the Spirit in that place, and it provides comfort and it provides peace. As we think about what goes on here in our lives, beginning with tonight, the Monday nights, I should say, in the plural, it is about prayer. We start our evening with prayer. We end our evening with prayer. We get into our small groups and we hear what's going on in the hearts and lives of each and every one of us. We got to do something with that. If we heard all that's going on in the hearts of our brothers and sisters, left this building and walked away, where's our care? Where's our love? And where's Jesus? Because that's what it comes down to, is being able to be Jesus here in this place. Be the heart of Jesus. Be the hands of Jesus. And pray in all of your situations. You know, it's an interesting concept as we think about it. As I talked, mentioned that word cancer, my mind always goes back to a 7-year-old nephew back in 1975. Yeah, that was a long time ago. Had leukemia. Battling like crazy. But as a child, nothing got him down. As a child, he had the love that we all should have. Even though he was hurting, even though the pain was there, he was still loving on everybody. He was making sure that everybody had a good day. He was making sure that everybody had a smile on their face. And then he dies. I mean, I really hate to say, my aunt and uncle shut the door to his bedroom, and it was not opened until both my aunt and uncle passed away. That's the saddest thing that's ever really happened in my life. So many times we think when things are bad, we can shut the door and we won't have to live it. But all that that does is create weight upon our own hearts. We need to face what's out there in this world. We need to face the things that are going on around us. But you know, we can't enter this battle alone. We can't enter this battle on our own terms. We need to surrender to God. We need to surrender to what He has in store for us. And things will come your way. It's relationships. He's there to help you through them, as long as you turn it over to Him. As long as you let Him be the one at the center of who you are. I do think of my nephew often. Okay, we had the same best color, favorite color, you know. But I do think of him often. And it's sad, the things that go on in our life. But prayer is simply talking to God. being alone with God is simply putting the distractions out of your way and focusing on Him for a period of time. I know Marvin has asked us a lot to get into God's Word and to read a proverb a day. We've passed out yearly reading plans, right? We give them out at reentry court when people graduate. The best way to get things out of God's Word is to enter it in prayer and ask the Spirit to lead you through that. Because it's not intellectual reading. It's reading that will change your life. It's reading that will give you a new direction and purpose. And as I talked to some individuals who were in the jail, they would go down to the hole and just read the Bible from front to back. Because that's all they could do. The point was, you take smaller bites. Take a section. And you read it, and you read it, and you ask God to help you understand it. God is all about love. God's love was so much that He let His Son die on the cross for us. And as His Son died on that cross, that was for our sins. And that's what we have to remember, because nothing we do in our life is going to take that dirtiness away from us. We can't clean or cleanse ourselves with any way that we try. It's a little kid's book where people are trying to clean the oil or the sin off of them with oily rags. When you wipe with an oily rag, you just get more oily, don't you? You wipe with the dirty rag, you're just going to get dirty. But that blood of Jesus cleanses us, tears down that wall that we put between us and God, and frees us to hear all that He has to say. And that's a gift that comes to us each and every day. That gift changes who we are. That gift changes what we are. And that gift gives us a future. So as we break into small groups, I encourage everybody to talk today. You know, I always hate talking. I like some interaction. And really think about prayer.